Hi, welcome to Bible Talk. This week the question is, by what authority do you do these things? This is a question that was asked in the Bible. Listen carefully to this passage. Matthew 21, verse 23. Now when he came into the temple, the chief priest and elders of the people confronted him. And as he was teaching, they said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" But Jesus answered and said to them, "I also will ask you one thing, which, if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from men?" And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him? But if we say from men, they fear the people, for all count John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus and said, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." In the beginning of this passage, the Jewish leaders were concerned about Jesus' authority. What gave him the right to go around teaching and doing all the things that he did? The question was legitimate, and Jesus promised to answer the question if they would first answer a question of his. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? Jesus asked. These crafty leaders discussed among themselves how they should answer. If they chose to say John's baptism was from heaven, well, Jesus would then ask, "Why then did you not believe him?" John had already answered their question. John had already pronounced that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John 1 verse 29. John also told the people that Jesus was greater than he was and that he was not worthy to unloose Jesus' sandals. If they really wanted to know where Jesus got his authority, all they had to do was decide if John's authority to preach and to baptize came from heaven or from men's authority. On the other hand, if these leaders chose to say John's baptism was from human authority, then they would enrage the multitude of people that were standing around, for the multitude held that John was a prophet indeed. They were afraid of choosing this answer for fear that they would incite the multitude and be beaten, killed, or at least discredited. In response, these leaders said they could not tell by what authority John baptized. Because of their unwillingness to answer the obvious, Jesus knew they were not sincerely searching for the truth, and he then refused to answer their question. From this story, we learn that there are two possible sources of authority in religion. There's heavenly authority and human authority. Human authority is not binding upon men. If one human or group of humans declare something to be wrong, another group of humans would have just as much right to say that something was right. What right does one person have to bind his beliefs on someone else? What right does one group have to say that something's right or wrong because, in their opinion, it's right or wrong? Human authority produces arguing and division. One group trying to bind its opinion on others has resulted in countless wars and strifes in religion. Most importantly, when men by their own authority decide what is right and wrong in religion and in morality, they do not please God. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 9, Jesus said, "In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." God has told us what we should do in our religious service to him and how we should live our lives, and he will not accept anyone substituting their own form of worship and morality. In contrast to human authority, the scriptures reveal divine authority, authority from heaven. At one time, divine authority came through Moses. God began to speak to the people with his very own mouth, but the people were so afraid to listen to the voice of God that they pleaded with him to use Moses as a spokesman. Exodus chapter 20, verses 18 through 19. In keeping with their request, God used Moses as a mouthpiece to communicate his laws to the people. What Moses said was as authoritative as if God had said it, because he was speaking on behalf of God. But the law and words of Moses, which were delivered, would not always be the source of authority for God's people. God would one day send his very own son to deliver a new law for the people. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 17 through 19. This passage, incidentally, was speaking about Jesus. When Jesus would come, he would bring God's new covenant, which people must listen to. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Jesus, not Moses, is now the authority in religious matters and morality, and what he said is now binding. Just as God used Moses as a spokesman, Jesus likewise used his apostles as official spokesmen to finish delivering to the people all of the New Testament law. In speaking to his apostles, Jesus said this in John 16, verse 12, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." All religious and moral truths were eventually revealed to the Lord's apostles. They were his ambassadors, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. When they spoke, they were really speaking and writing on behalf of Christ himself, 1 Corinthians 14:37. Because all truth was delivered to them by the Holy Spirit and recorded in the New Testament scriptures, we have God's complete authoritative will in those written scriptures. Our authority in religion and morality should be based upon the New Testament scriptures. If men would agree upon this, and only this, there would be no arguing and fussing over religious matters. If all would agree to do only what the Lord and his apostles taught in the New Testament, we could have unity rather than division. Each individual has to decide for himself or herself what shall be their standard of authority in religion and morality. Everyone must decide between either heavenly or human authority. But while God gives us the choice to make, we must remember that only one choice brings blessings from God, and that's choosing to follow after heavenly authority. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.